It's time for Wisconsin life. When Denora Marquez moved to the United States, she didn't speak any English and was quite shy and scared. She eventually found her voice through playing an instrument. Decades later, Denora hopes to give other young students the same experience through Milwaukee's Latino Arts Strings Program.
My name is Denora Marquez, and I am the director of the Latino Arts Strings Program. I was born in Mexico City, didn't speak a word of English when I moved to the United States, and eventually, I was fortunate enough to land in a school that had an amazing orchestra program and a great orchestra teacher. That's what gave me my voice.
I'm Ariel Lopez. I'm in sixth grade and I play the guitar. You know, we play music as friends, and then, like, aside from school, like, we'll all get together and just, you know, hang out with our instruments. With all the music that we get, you want to practice. It's a lot of fun. Then we'll, like, put on little concerts for our parents.
I would say that performance training and music training in particular is important for anybody. The way that our society is set up right now and our economy is set up right now and education is set up, it really isn't available to people in the inner city and people in the Latino community. It's a very expensive activity. We're in a void of existence of good programs. Including Latin American mariachi music into our program is part of the fundamental philosophy of the program. We live in a society that is diverse, and a lot of people don't know how to make this diversity a part of their music programs. But I realized from early on that immigrant child reality, where you become embarrassed of where you're from, and the fact that your parents don't speak the language. If anything should happen for our immigrant children or children of immigrants, is to be able to have a situation where they can relate to, lock into, get to know their roots.
My name is Mariana Tellez. I'm in seventh grade, I'm 13, and I play violin. I really like it. It's like, if I'm ever sad or angry, I can just take out my violin and express what I feel without, like, hurting anyone, you know, or anything. I actually think it's pretty cool because I'm getting a part of my culture. I think it helps me, like, embrace my culture and learn more about it. Like, I'll learn the songs that my parents grew up with and my grandparents and my great-grandparents, and I see them, like, light up, like a wave of happiness just, like, crashed over them. It's a really good feeling to know that you're, like, making other people happy, that you're reminding them of their past, that, like, they remember their old memories, their good memories, and those songs just, like, help them, like, bring them back.
This should be happening everywhere, because obviously my students are fabulous, and to me there's no one better. But they're kids. They're Latino kids. Like, there are so many places, or African American, or Hmong. And they should all have somebody, somebodies there, you know, supporting them and giving them the tools to express themselves artistically and do these amazing things that my students are doing.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. You can find more Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television. The new TV series airs Monday nights at 8 throughout February.
Wisconsin Public Television producer Eddie Sevilla was involved with the Latino Arts Strings program, and he joins us now to talk more about what the program meant to him and the larger community around it. Eddie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Eddie, tell us, what age were you when you were in the Latino Arts Strings program?
It was 2005, I believe, when I joined. So it was somewhere around middle school. And I remember the first day I got my violin, picked it up, and I'd never seen anything like it.
And that's kind of a rough time in most kids' lives and trying to figure out who you are and identity. Did the Latino Strings program help you kind of figure out how you fit into the larger world?
Well, I definitely think it did. First, it gave me a group that I could associate with and speak Spanish with when we were practicing. But then also it challenged me every time we went on stage to confront and kind of be in front of those people and let loose. And it didn't matter if we were, you know, in a school cafeteria or at the Midwest Express Center. It was always the same feeling of we're bringing something to this community that we're visiting.
And was being in a group of other young Latinos different than the rest of your experience, say, at school or maybe, you know, in your community?
Sure. Well, I went to UCC, the center where the program is housed, until I was through eighth grade. Then I went to high school at Marquette University High. So while I was in middle school, not really that much of a distance, but in high school, definitely a very big difference. I was surrounded by mainly white students, and when I got to go back to the South Side and interact with people who knew my language, it was definitely a lot more different.
So it sounds like you had not been a musician before getting involved in the program.
Well, I did play trombone in the band, but completely different sorts of music, completely different playing styles and interactions with my band members, peers.
And we heard in the Wisconsin Life piece, one of the students talking about the experience of playing that music and seeing, you know, parents and grandparents, their eyes light up and maybe, you know, start doing some moves in their seats and stuff. Did you feel like that was an extra connection with your own family?
Yeah, definitely. It was my grandma made it to most of our performances. And when we got to play in front of our parents or in front of our family members, it was a different sort of experience. You got a wave of happiness. Everyone was just having fun. You can hear cheers in the back of the auditorium, cheers coming from Denora. The kids pretty soon would start cheering after a few performances. You know, everyone just got into it, and it became a very lively and interactive performance.
I think many orchestras or musical groups, with the best of intentions, will include, you know, maybe one Latin American song and maybe one Middle Eastern song and maybe one Hanukkah song at the Christmas concert and things like that, with the hopes of kind of bringing those other cultures in. Why do you think it's important to have a really special and specific group like the Latino Arts Strings Program?
Well, I think it delivers consistency to the communities that it thrives in. I feel like Denora has made it a point to hit all of the, you know, the air quotes here, classical Mexican songs. But she also experiments with a lot of Caribbean music and brings up some songs that sometimes our parents haven't even heard, mm-hmm. you know. So I think it's definitely definitely important because it's a reminder that this stuff is there. I remember as someone who played, it was something that allowed me to be comfortable with my heritage and with my music. It's not, it feels weird saying, but I think a lot of the times growing up, it felt uncomfortable to be different. And this program, in a lot of ways, made it okay.
What role did the music itself play among you and your peers? I mean, it sounds like it was a real connection between you and your family and you and the larger community. Did that music become a real bond between you and the other young people?
Definitely. We would sometimes sit before concerts or before rehearsals or recitals and kind of challenge ourselves, see who could play something the fastest or the loudest or the best. And it was always something that we tried to put our own kind of flavor into it. I remember this one concert at the Bradley, Alan Bradley, something they were doing, some sort of corporate function. And just before we were about to go on, we were practicing a song and I started beating on my upright bass and kind of came up with a little drum thing. And everyone, you know, everything instantly connected. Everyone knew exactly what was going on. We went on stage, performed it, had a great time, and we'd never done it before.
What happens if you hear a little snippet of music that you played in the Latino Strings program? Does it bring you right back to that?
It happens all the time, and I jump right to the stage with the stage lights in me and you know, my peers right next to me wondering, hey, is this one going to be as good as the last one, or is it going to be better? You know, it always brings me back. And I also think of my grandmother and my mother, who I feel have grown up with this music.
Mm-hmm. And have you maintained the relationships with the people that you were in the program with?
Yeah, I still speak to Nora regularly, and I see a lot of my fellow players often when I return back to Milwaukee. A lot of them are in high school now and college, so we don't see each other nearly as much, but definitely.
Friends on Facebook, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And what would you say to a young child who might be a little nervous about starting something new, maybe hasn't ever played an instrument, and here's, you know, this group of young people that they don't know? I mean, they have something in common with. What would you say about joining a group like the Latino Strings Program?
I think that they should just jump on the opportunity if they have it and do it. It was something that I felt uncomfortable with personally initially because, you know, like I said, I played trombone. I was in the band, but this, the violin or the cello or the bass was seen, I don't know, it seemed, I don't want to say this, but almost feminine. And it wasn't something that I grew up with. But I took the step, and it turned out to be one of the best decisions of my life.
A lot of times when we're in an experience, we see one thing like learning the music, you know, as like, oh, this is what this is all about. And then when we get a few years out, we think, oh, you know, that was part of it. But what I really took away was X, Y, Z. What do you, looking back on that experience, what's the most important thing that you think you've taken away that's going to stay with you for the rest of your life?
Confidence, definitely. I think it's confidence, the confidence to be able to perform, to make friends, and to kind of put yourself out there, even though you're not exactly sure what you're doing all the time.
And has that confidence served you well in your still early professional life?
I think it has. I think it's just given me the ability to kind of grow and reach for opportunities that I might have thought unattainable before.
Well, it certainly sounds like a great experience. And if people want to find out more about the Latino Strings Program, there are public concerts, I'm assuming?
Yeah, they perform at the school for various fundraisers and all across the state. Sorry, I didn't look up any dates before this.
But you can put those up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. They perform all the time and always looking for funds and always looking for new members.
Great. Well, Eddie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Eddie Sevilla is a former violinist and bass player for the Latino Arts String Orchestra and a producer for Wisconsin Public Television's Wisconsin Life.